Thing today. I have a few announcements. The Tuesday Bible study Meeting Jesus in Mark resumes on January 9th. Shady Oaks Bible study, we're just going to be starting on 1 Samuel this Tuesday at 7 p.m. So you're more than welcome to join us. It's always a blast there. The Stavanger annual meeting will be held on January 14th. Do we have a time on that? Is that also 7? Right after church. Okay, perfect. And then the reminder, the deacon board meeting is January 4th at 7 p.m. Sunday school and confirmation begin again next week. And the Christmas decorations are also being taken down next week, right after the service. And I don't know if there's anything else that we missed or... Nope. Okay, perfect. So let's just begin with our call to worship. From Psalm 111, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've gathered us here today to sing praises to your name and to hear your word read, and Lord, to receive our absolution as well, Lord. We just pray that as you gathered us here, that you would work in our hearts through the words of these songs, and that we would be able to think about what we're singing and just enjoy you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your... For Christmas and for this new year, Lord, as we look ahead, Father, and we think about what you have in store for us. Father, would you please prepare our hearts for all that you have and give us strength and courage to face the many challenges and trials that will come our way, and hope in your coming again. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let us rise now in worship and song. We're going to be singing... Thou didst leave thy throne. You can stand for this one. It's printed in the bulletin. seated for our next song, O Come, Emmanuel. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore we flee to your for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, but our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us and has given His only Son to die for us, and for His sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on His name, He gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them His Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord. And let us now confess our undoubted Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
Christmas Carol, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, is a personal story of pain and hope written by the famous poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. In 1861, 2 years before writing these lyrics, Longfellow lost his wife to a tragic fire in their home. Longfellow himself ended up so severely burned on his face and hands that from trying to save his wife that he wasn't even able to attend her funeral. In his diary for Christmas Day that year, he wrote, "How inexpressibly sad are the holidays." 2 years later, in March 1863, Longfellow's eldest son, Charlie, joined the Union Army and quickly advanced to the rank of second lieutenant. In the spring, Charlie was sent home to recover from typhoid fever. On December 1st, Longfellow received news that his son Charlie had been severely wounded in battle. The doctors told Longfellow that it would take at least 6 months for him to heal. When Christmas Day arrived, Longfellow wrote a poem to give voice to the conflict raging in his heart between the brokenness and pain he saw in the world around him and the hopeful message of Christmas. That morning, he had heard the bells of Christmas ringing and heard the singing of peace on earth. And yet the violence and injustice, the sounds of war all around him, seemed to mock the hope of Christmas. His lyrics speak of these sounds and the feelings of despair that rose up in his heart that day. But in the end, we find Longfellow settling into a confident hope in God. We'll be singing I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Please join us. It's page 98 in your hymnals, in your church hymnal. Please use your hymnal for this song. Verses 1 through 4.